Hello, Philip.
I look really orange.
Ah, you're back home.
Yeah.
Feel good to be home.
Yes, it is actually. I like the nice cool weather now.
It's like it's all back to normal again.
Yeah. All right. Is that a plaque stop?
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah.
this weekend, isn't it? Or
It
isn't?
is. It's been nice. Not having to run around doing stuff all the
Yeah,
time.
I bet. So. So how are you?
Good. It's been a good week.
Yeah, good. So, what are we going to talk about?
Yes, well, let's talk podcast, shall we?
Podcast, yeah. I mean, firstly, how did you get it on Apple? I thought that was really hard.
It turns out not that difficult.
Ah.
No. So I finally got around to reading the instructions, and you just go on a place and point stuff at stuff, and we must have got it all set up right, because it all just starts feeding in. So piece of cake.
Very good.
Well, but I hadn't really thought it through, so got to that point and I'm like, right, do I want to do this every week?
Oh. Well, I think we I was just thinking, because the way I saw it is that we just sort of have chats, and whether that's for a podcast, I don't know, I just felt a bit self-conscious. I think that's what
No, I totally get that. I think we,
that's all it was.
no, I get that. And I think, there were times during the during our chats when I thought, oh yeah, well, you're very comfortable with talking about, stuff on to the nation. That's good.
Yeah.
You're a very open person.
Yes.
But that was because you weren't thinking coming
No.
from the same place as I was. So
No.
which is absolutely fine. I mean,
I don't think there's been anything. I don't think we've said anything or I've said anything.
no, and
Who?
I don't think anyone's gonna
No,
listen.
exactly. It's very.
Doesn't really matter, but I think it did bring into question, what are we doing? What are we try. Has been really nice. Don't get me wrong. I've just. It's been really nice having regular chats.
I enjoy it.
No, so do I, absolutely. But it has also meant that I haven't done any music,
No.
because it just it takes time, doesn't it? It takes
Yeah.
time doing the this, and then it takes time
Then you've got
afterwards.
to edit, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I'm not even going near editing, actually, but I even just, converting it and uploading it and cataloguing it and doing all of that, it all takes time. And it's just like, okay, that's good. And we know we can do it now,
What about what I was thinking is, what if we just chat for 30 minutes, and so almost decide what we're going to talk about. So it's still not, we don't script or anything, but we kind of almost think, right, let's talk about this, and then press record, and then so what's actually released is a shorter thing, but we're a bit more focused.
Yeah, we could try
That's
that.
one way. And have a think, because I like the sort of selecting songs. I quite like that. I quite like the sort of talking about the songwriting process and
Yeah, that was good.
All that. It's more like my, you know, talking about my attitude towards me, you know, that's what I find a bit, that's fine, you and me doing it, but I just find, I don't really want, because that's my, you know, that I think something's a shit or that something's a good one. It's kind of irrelevant what I think in terms of, you know, I don't want to come across as someone who's, you know, that's just what I think. But it doesn't matter that I think that, and it doesn't, you know, but some people can get very sort of like, well, you know what it's like. It's everyone's poison, isn't it? It's one person's masterpiece is another person's pile of shit. That's just absolutely the way it
is. Yes, which is, I think we sort of dug into that, haven't we, and talked about that and looked through it. I think that that is, you know, our opinions are pretty much what we've got, you know. So if we remove that bit, I think that is the interesting bit. And it may be controversial because not everybody will agree with what we're saying.
No, fair enough. Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's, you know, okay, well, let's imagine if we don't do that bit.
Well, it's not not do it. I quite, but maybe a bit more focused.
Or maybe a bit more aware.
Or just say, well, why do we like this particular thing? Or why do we like things rather than why don't we like things? It's the don't liking.
Mm.
Because lots of people do like it, and that's absolutely fine. I don't give a shit what other people like. But personally, you know, some things leave me cold because they do, and I have quite strong opinions about that. But if other people think it's a work of art, a genius, and it moves their soul, then great.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how it can.
No, but let's not waste a half hour on the podcast talking about that side of music then.
No.
Let's spend the half hour championing music that does move us. That's what you're saying.
That's it, yeah. And surprising things, you know, things that, yeah, surprise.
Yeah. Okay, I definitely... we could definitely give that a go. I think that might be, I don't know how the how it will work, you know, premeditated.
No, but I agree with that, but I don't mean we give plan it. It's simply a topic. Like you always had, like I really like the wheel thing. That's great. That's really good. So it's almost like just saying, you know, almost like, well, you know, oh, I've bought this soup can mic. Oh, we'll talk about that. Put that down on the list.
Yeah.
So we don't plan it, but just say, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like, then it's a bit more for the listener, I mean. So then you would say, Sofa, you bought this new soup can mic. Are you going to... And then if you say something, I can say, so Dan, you know, tell me about...
Yeah.
So for the listener, rather than us just wittering on, you know, and then the listener doesn't, I don't know. But yes, you want it still to be spontaneous and go off on tangents.
Which, no doubt, it will do. That that's won't be a problem. If we don't cover everything on our list, that's not a problem either, is it? No. Okay. We can try. Let's try that. But the other thing, I think I need to find some way of fitting normal music making in.
Yeah.
So can we do it less than once a week?
Yeah. I think it's because podcasts aren't sort of, it's whenever we want, really.
Mm.
Does it always have to be a Thursday?
Probably not once term starts, you know. No. Why? What would work better for you?
It depends. If I'm working, which is sort of as in away, obviously that will be different, although we could try it. If I'm online, if I'm in Portugal and I get internet, it'd be quite funny to do it from there.
Yeah.
That could be quite fun. But yeah, I'm kind of, it's quite easy. with lockdown or whatever, we're not in lockdown, but wherever we're at, but you don't tend to have people around as much. You know, it is strange times.
Yeah, we went up to London today.
Sorry?
We went up to London today, up to the city, to do the dentist thing.
Oh, your dentist, what, you or?
The whole, all of us, me, Sam, Evie, Grace. I didn't need the dentist, but they didn't want to go up on their own, so I escorted them up and back again.
Right.
It was nice. It's nice up there.
Apparently it's quite nice, Central. It's quite quiet.
There's much more people. I went a month ago or so. Yeah. Much more people, but there's still no traffic.
No.
And it's eerily quiet because of it. And that's really nice. Much more peaceful.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And they're making big changes. They've closed loads of roads in Greenwich.
Have they?
Yeah. Permanently. Like loads. So it's chaos on the big road. It's horrible, but it means all around it is really nice.
And really?
I can't live with that. Yeah, they put the roads are closed. So on the A2 down into Greenwich, they're all shut now. Crooms Hill, Royal Hill, it's all shut.
Wow.
And they've got big flower pots at the bottom, road closed. There's just flowers.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's all to do with this London street space or whatever they're calling it, you know. These blue signs, all around London, they've got these blue signs, which is basically making space for people.
Really?
Yeah, because of the social distancing. So Greenwich one-way system now, they've widened the pedestrian bit. So it's just one lane for traffic. So it's really big and wide so people can spread out and it's much nicer. And I think they'll do it permanently. They'll actually build a proper, you know, because they're just blue signs out.
Yeah. God, that would be the most incredible.
Well, apparently it's the most radical in Europe.
Outcome. Well, in the city, they've got, there's no cars and, there is a lot of bollards, plastic cones
that's
out.
Right, that's right.
And an awful lot of new road markings that seem to be cycle routes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's Sadiq Khan. He's really radical. He's building loads more, opening up for cyclists and stuff. So.
And closing down for cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which would be annoying. I mean, it's hard if you commute in the car. I can see, and it is gridlock now. It's really bad.
Yeah, people are going to have to change their patterns, aren't they?
Yeah.
But it's a great time to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, most people, you know, if it's 2 miles, 3 miles, you can get a bike.
Yeah.
And cycle.
I'm seeing electric bikes everywhere now. They're really, really common, aren't they?
Yeah, and little scooters, you know, they might be the answer because, you know, you stand on them, whiz along.
Yeah.
And then just plug it in under your desk.
Yeah.
If anyone ever goes back to an office.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that'd be cool, why not?
So.
What about you with your car? Are you going to get boxed in and not be able to get your car out?
It's going to be hard. So to get out, it means I have to go, you know, because I used to always whiz up Crooms Hill.
Yeah.
Dot. So now I just have to go turn right and then go all the way out and join the A2. And it's horrible. So, it'll be an extra 15 minutes or something farting around. If I, you know, but if I left at a certain time of the day, it'd probably be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, I just might leave earlier. If I'm going to a hotel, I don't usually leave, unless it's a London school, then I'll leave early in the morning, that's fine. But getting back will be horrible.
Yeah.
Because I'll be leaving school at about 4 and then getting home at about 6 or whatever, depending on where I am. If it's more than 2 hours away, I tend to stay in a hotel. If it's usually outside the N25, I'll stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And what do you think schools are going to be doing?
Well, it's difficult. I mean, I think they're just, it's really hard. I mean, the heads I'm speaking to, they just say that they're cautious. It's a sort of staged, Well, some it depends. Some schools, but it seems like they're, you know, they're going to trickle back. You know, it's not going to be. And one school said they're expecting 80% attendance. Now, normally, say normally in a school, 96. If you went 96, 97, you'd be in trouble if attendance dropped. So 20% drop is massive, and yet that's seen as good. So attend, you know, so the attendance is going to be poor because of the anxiety of parents. So that's going to affect things, and just the uncertainty, you know, dude, that's just. There's this new, I've found it, I might buy it. They're like, it's sort of, you wear it like over your ears, and it's a Perspex. I don't know if you've seen them. It's kind of goes like that, and you wear it over your ears, and it's. And I'm thinking I might get one because when I'm teaching, you can't teach with a mask, but
No.
I just think it's about protecting staff more than the children. So maybe staff should wear these plastic. You know, sorry, polycarb, whatever, you know, those visors to protect them. And then the children can see your face. It's a bit weird. Because that's the risk is that teachers will start getting ill. And then if staff drop off, then that's when the schools won't be able to function. And so that's one risk, because teachers get ill, they come home. So let's say I was teaching, came home, had it. Gave it to Rosa, who then goes into work. She gives it to Lloyd. So, I mean, that's how it's going to spread. You know, if teachers come home and then they give it to their, who then go out. But who knows, Dan? Who knows if it's going to, it might, nothing might happen. I just find it hard to believe. I find it hard to think that schools are all going to go back and nothing will happen. I hope. Nothing happens. I've really, but it seems like every other country is really struggling to kind of stop these little peaks starting. It's just so boring. You know, because it's just, what can we do? You know, there's no one knows, so it's sort of.
Well, no, I, what you can do, you can all go back, and then as soon as a little peak happens, you snuff it out. Whereas that's not what we're going to do, but
No,
that's the best you can do.
that we live with it, but are just so on it.
You're so on
It
it
just
that,
splats, splats, but you're,
yeah,
putting on fires.
as soon as Rosa, somebody in Rosa's office reports that they've got it, you know, they can track it back to that kid in your school that gave it to you within 48 hours. And snap, but that's not going to happen, is it? I mean, we've got nothing in place. We've got absolutely nothing in place. There's no tracking. There's no track and trace going on, is there? There's no. I mean, we're up in London. Sal went to a Pret to get a sandwich, and they took her name. But I went into a, you know, a shop to get some food, and there's
No one's
no.
ever taken my name anywhere.
No. There's no track and trace going on like that, is there? I mean, and that's just the most basic thing that you could do, you know.
It's just difficult. It's the whole caution thing. The head I spoke to, you know, he was in Wales, and he says he's being more cautious than he needs to be. He said, I know I'm being, but he said, I just don't want my school to have an outbreak. He said, I just so don't want it that I am going to be really, really cautious with the staff are going to wear masks and. Because he just said, we can't afford to close it. We can't, because where he works, it's really, you know, it's a poor area, and it's just the social ramifications of just everything shutting again. It's just chaos. So he's just saying he realizes that he might be seen as, you know, overreacting and stuff. But you just think, well, what's the other option? Sort of do nothing, which, okay. And you might be lucky, but I don't know. because some schools, you know, haven't. I mean, they've been the hand washing and things like that, but they've not been, and there's been no cases, and you know. And I was in that school the week before lockdown, so it was bad. That was when it was lots of infections and stuff, and I was, you know, sanitizing my hands and stuff, and being cautious. But I mean, I was teaching big classes and was breathing all over everyone else, you know. There were no cases, as far as I know. So I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, have you got any, going back to the office, or you got any sort of talk?
Yeah, about? Going back once a week, one day a week.
Yeah, you're doing, but I mean, as in getting other people in and.
Yeah, I've got a little rotor going on now. So there's somebody in the office every day now. And that's, but still nobody. I did spend a day there with somebody else, and that was really nice.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
So, but nobody else has done that.
No,
nobody's that.
Fine. Do you know anyone who's had it? Out of interest.
No.
Not at all. It's sort of weird, isn't it? I mean, not many people have had it out of the population.
No.
Probably no.
No. No, I know of people. I know, you know, friends of friends.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's brother's cousin type thing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But no direct connection. No. So it's it's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
It's a weird game.
It's a very weird game, and you know, when it was raining today and it's getting darker early, it's the things. Oh God! It almost feels like it's coming out. Feels more risky suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah. So also less fun. Less fun, you know. I mean, like, this summer has been an absolute cool.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And even when it started, we've had really good weather. It's been light and sunny, and it's not really. But when it's dark and cold, yeah, it'll be hard. If there's. It's just odd.
Which I need to order some more logs.
Ah, there we are. We're not allowed to use them here, really, now.
No, they've been banned, haven't they?
Well, I don't think it's official. I think it's frowned upon.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that wasn't just London either. I think it's
is it?
I think it was countrywide. Oh, I was God. Like, yeah.
I thought if you've got a good, well serviced wood burner and it burns it well, it's actually quite environmentally friendly if it's locally sourced wood and stuff.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
That's what I thought. I thought, you know, it's almost carbon neutral, isn't it? Because you're... Or something.
Yeah.
So,
but it's... Yeah. I mean, coal, I can understand... Not wanting to burn coal in London.
No.
That's... You know, that makes sense. But, anyway, we'll see.
Yeah.
I would struggle, definitely struggle.
Oh, God, well, yeah.
A log fire.
Yeah, it's lovely. Oh. Sound of a log fire. I mean, yeah, it's sad. Oh,
that would
God.
Be a real, that would be a real tough one, wouldn't it?
You've got a good if you got a good modern wood burner, is it like, or just an open wood fire? Or?
No, it's all right. Yeah, I mean, it could do with a bit of a service, but no, it's a proper, you know, thing with a water jacket around the outside.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. Right, it's that one. Yeah,
We look after our wood, make sure it's nice and dry before we burn it.
That's it, dry wood. That's the problem with London, is people buy wood from the garage, which is shit.
Can be, can't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just doesn't burn. Out. It spits and smokes.
Bloody Londoners.
Bloody Londoners, what do they know? I bought, I did buy, by accident, I bought something called Ting this week.
Is that drug?
No, it's a, oh, it's just so annoying. You know, it's just such a disappointment. It was really quick as well. I didn't even have the nice long saying, look, Dan, I found this. And
yeah.
Oh, that looks guy, buy it. And it was like, oh, God. So it was on the iPad or right. the Mac. And I thought, oh, I don't want to come. So it's a percussion instrument.
Right.
It sounded quite good, you know. And it's like, it was $7.99. It's quite a lot. And it's everyday object. So there's like a wooden box and things. But each, I haven't got, I can't really show you on my iPad, but each, so you put, there's a box and you press the box and all these parameters. So you've got the pitch and sort of, what's your quality, you know, the timbre. And it's nice. And there's a clap and there's a keys, sort of a clicky keys and some click and a sieve or something, you know, but they're quite interesting sounds. I think there's 16 of them or something like that. And anyway, on the Instagram advert, it was like, you know, and all these sort of groovy things. And they got reverbs. And it's nice, a nice sort of simple thing. And so I didn't read, you know, what it was. So I downloaded it onto the iPad. There we go. And there it was, and I pressed the start. And you just get a screen going. It's a plug-in. You've got to run it on a suitable host.
Oh, dear.
Which is... You know, what I find, and then here we go, controversy again, that the only thing you could get that didn't cost money was GarageBand.
Yeah.
Which I can't stand. I know I use Logic, but there's something about GarageBand, I just hate it. It's just, because it's shit. It's kind of Logic that's shit.
I love it. It's my
new... There's so many things that you can't, on the iPad, maybe on the computer, it's better. I don't know, have you used it on the iPad?
I use it on my iPhone.
Well, don't you can't loop. You can't cycle stuff.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Well, you'll have to show, because I went on, because he couldn't, and then I went on and said that in the Apple discussions, said, oh, we've taken that away now on the newest version.
And I thought, looping what? A bit of audio?
No, or... so I wanted to play like the wooden chest. Right. Yeah, and then over the top. In a four bar, whatever. No, you honestly can't. There's no button for cycle. There's nothing. So you have to just add the instruments. And oh, it's just a, and so that was just really disappointing. It's fine. I wouldn't really do it like that anyway.
No. But you use all your musical instruments by loading them up in full screen, playing them, recording them, and then moving on, don't you? You know, that's
but sometimes it's nice to do a little sequence.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I don't normally do that. So I thought, but it's just all a bit faffy. I just thought it was a play, you know, go dumb and there it is, and I can play it.
Yeah, no, if it's pings like that, then you want a little loop, and you record your loop into Logic, and trim it and play it there. Yeah,
so what I'm going to have to do is, so you have, and also it's the whole sort of loading it into GarageBand, which is fine, and I'll be able to play it on my keyboard. You know, it's fine, but it's just, and I'll record it looping, cycling in Logic, if you get what I mean, like that.
Yeah.
But it's nice when I'm traveling or something, just to make little loops.
Yeah. So it hasn't got a built-in sequencer or anything?
No, it's a plug-in. It doesn't, in itself, you have to open it. Oh, I don't know. It's just like, and it did say, when I read the, you know, actually read about it, it did say NB, you know, note. This is an AU, blah, blah, blah. And so in a way, it would have been better if I bought the Mac version.
Yeah.
And then just load it in Logic and then play it.
Yeah.
And then I would have been able to cycle. And there's probably something on the iPad that I can... It's anything that reads AU things in an iPad.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm GarageBand all the way for me, mate. It's fantastic. I love it. Honestly, I just...
Well, it is good. I mean, it's very nice, yeah.
It's the most, for me, I know, you know, we're all at different levels, but for what I want, it is the most productive environment. It gets closest to what I hear in my head fastest. Everything I've got.
Do you use the loops then, or do you just write your own?
I haven't had much success with the loops so far, but I do use the auto drummer bloke, you know, which I find really good. So he'll bash out a tune, you know, a beat, and you can get it that pretty quickly, you know, in the ballpark for what you're looking for. Then he's there, and then you can record guitars and bass vocals, and you can add synthy bits if you want to, you know, just fast as you like, get them in there. And it has got sections, you know, so you can go, right, section A is 8 bars long, and that's my intro, and then section B, that's 16 bars, and that's my voice. Duplicate that and put that at the end, you know, and then I can play the whole thing together, or I can zoom in on certain bits. It's really comprehensive. It's much more comprehensive than it was when it first came out.
Oh, Christ, I noticed that when I downloaded it, but it is enormous. So it's about 2 gig or something now.
Yeah, and they've produced quite a lot of packs. I noticed, I was flicking through it today, they've got 909s and 808 samples in there. You know, they've got a lot of really nice sounding synths. They've got the what's it called? I can't remember, but they bought a synth, didn't they, and stuck it in there, which was a seriously nice synth anyway. So that's in there. Yeah, they've got a lot of the guitar, you know, the amp sims.
Yeah.
Sound great.
So do you record into it as well? Like, have you got the iRig thing?
I've got £4 one. You know, plug that one in and record that.
Plug your guitar.
Plug the bass into the same thing, so that gets that all in there. And then you can use the inbuilt mic for your vocals. Sounds all right. You know, then you can. The great thing is, I think I can always go, you know, well, what do you expect? I've done it on a phone. Whereas if I record it on my, you know, on my desktop, my voice is going to sound shit on whichever one I use. But at least if it's on my phone, I can
go. Yeah, you can say it was on my phone.
I'm just using a rubbish mic. You know, it's just a demo, you know, which is really much less stressy than trying to get your vocals to sound good on a, you know, on there. So I love it.
I'm really used it, to be honest. I mean, I just find it quite, I think it's using your fingers and stuff. It's not, this is not as,
no, it's a totally different thing, Phil, to Logic. Is Logic is your paintbrush and your canvas and your, you know, palette and your oils, isn't it? GarageBand is your magic marker,
you
know,
painting by numbers almost.
I'm not gonna go there. No, it's more like your cartoon, you know. It's much faster, you know, but it's not, you haven't got the control.
No,
you know, you haven't got the subtlety.
No, that's
but
it.
You can definitely you know, you can do stuff with it.
Well, I'll fiddle around. It's just a bit annoying, just the whole... I mean, it worked perfectly in our garage.
Perfectly.
I'm just wondering, there might be another app that's a bit...
I think maybe it'll come with an update, you know? Maybe they'll pull their fingers out and produce a... Because it sounds perfect for a little 16-beat sequencer there, where you can just punch in a bunch of places.
That's what I thought it was, and all the demos...
sort of thing going
on all the demos, the people are just playing it with their keyboard. It didn't look like it was in bed. I mean, because they just show you the interface, so I just but actually it should have maybe made it a bit clearer that you have to sort of play it through something. It was eight quid, you know. It's not a huge disaster.
No, I've been tempted. What have I been tempted with? with the Synth Master Everything bundle was 80 quid or something for.
What's on that?
That's just got all the, they produce a lot of you know, preset packs. A lot of people produce, you know, sort of genre specific preset packs, and there's like, you know, if you get that, you get 15,000 presets or something.
Yeah.
But I walked away in the end because I just saw one thing I don't need
is 15,000 more.
I can't do the 1500
more choices. Yeah,
I know. I need less choices. Yeah. I don't need more. So I walked away from that. And FX expansion. Have you heard of Geist? That's a lovely looking. They're a really nice software company. They've got Geist, and I think they did.
How do you spell that?
Geist. It's sort of a bit like a software machine, you know, drum part of machine. It's got it's a beat production plugin.
Right.
That's down to 80 quid or something, which rarely goes on sale. So I was very tempted by that, but then I was like, I don't need to learn something else, you know. And then Addictive Drums, that's my drum. I'm still on version one, and they keep trying to tempt me up to version two, which has been out for years. And that's down to less than half price. But I'm like, I don't use version one enough to
learn
upgrading to version two. So I think I've managed to get away without buying anything this week.
That's very good.
Very good. Yeah.
What do I want? Do you use, have you got an iPad? Do you use iPads with instruments? I mean,
no. No, I use it for
You got a Pro, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, we have, haven't we? We bought ourselves some.
No, not a Pro.
Didn't we?
No, I've still got the one we bought, but that was iPad 2.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there's all my songs.
Ah.
Yeah. What I find, Phil, I don't know about you, but I find that when I think of a song, it's normally what happens is I mishear somebody else's song, you know, or I hear a snippet of a song and I go, immediately think of how that song goes in my head. And then I find out that it wasn't actually, that's not how that proper song goes.
So I go,
great. Well, I'm going to have that one then.
Yeah.
I need to write it down fast before it evaporates. And, you know, the guitars and the iPad are the fastest way to.
Yeah, I use music memos a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
I also use on my phone the voice recorder. I've got tons and tons and tons. Yeah. Any records, I'll just quickly. But I never say what they are.
Do you not?
No, it's a common joke because it just goes, yeah. And then I'll start playing. That's the instructions I've given myself. Yeah. And I'm going, no, what chord? Oh, God. And
then I've got loads.
And sometimes they're really nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And, you know, it's really hard because it's like, what tuning was it? I don't say that.
And mine will start with, right, this one is G.
Oh, well done.
E.
Good. So, that's good.
Yeah, but the trick is actually to play the song and then explain it afterwards, because there's nothing more boring than sitting there listening to all that and then a shit song at the end. And just play the song and then tell me what it is.
My other classic is I go, it's in the book. It's in the song. So I go to my songbook and you're going, okay. Because I've got so many idea, and it doesn't say, or it'll go idea on phone, and there's loads of them. So it's like, which one's that then? Oh, quite mastered, and how much I know it irritates me.
I've got one here. Do you want to listen to this one? I was going back through my old ideas, and this one was. Must have been from like 4 years ago or something, and I suddenly got this, and I thought this would be perfect for a for Tesco's for an advert.
Oh yeah.
Right, in the summer. Right. It's called Gazebo. See, can you hear this?
Right, this one's Gazebo, Gazebo. G, E minor, G. Sunday and the sun's out. Pretty ladies with their bones out. Middle England from my money.
It's the best place
when it's sunny.
It's a good little song.
Yeah, there. I like that a lot.
It should be faster. It's more like a little ska song, you know. It's like
you should write. So that's the sort of one I'd like to work on, because if you sang that, then I could do some drums and some noises and some
okay.
harmonies.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you the stems for that one. Yeah, I'll try it. I'll get it going. I was trying to find some drums for that, but I don't. Yeah, it would be much better if you could do the drums for it.
Yeah,
I'll send the stems with some drums, but you chuck the drums away and put your because.
Yeah, if you have a beat a tempo, then yeah. I'll just set it up.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, great. Right. Yeah, no, that would be good. It's supposed to be just a fun, you know, light-hearted sort of Cockney song. That one.
Yeah. But, I mean, I haven't done any of this because I got back from Wales, and then I haven't done anything. I haven't turned the studio on at all because I'm just trying to. Get most, you know, the work thing again. It's just trying to kind of.
Oh God, have you been?
Back. Well, because no one's committing. So it's really weird. No one's. So all these schools said they wanted something, and then they're just not. So I think what I've decided to do, because I've got the whole of me with Sam stuff to it going on. That's fine. It's almost just get on with my own thing and just think. Well, if schools. Book me and I've booked something else or I'm doing something else, then I'll just have to say I can't do it then. And
yeah,
because I feel I'm just sitting around not planning anything in case I get a job, and you just think, well, because of the money thing, but actually it's silly. I need to get on and start, you know, just doing what
planning
I can.
Stuff.
Planning stuff. Because waiting for a job, which is what I usually, well, not wait, but trying to get jobs, I think it's hard.
Yeah.
Schools are, everyone's anxious. No one's making plans. No one's
making
anything.
Any plans. No. No. We've got no idea what's going to happen in the next month, let alone October, November.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to Portugal in October potentially and Dubai in November potentially.
Right.
So they're in with dates.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's a really weird feeling. It's hitting me now. Like before it's been, I don't know, but now it's because the school's starting. That's the difference. They're going back. Because when schools were shut, it's like, well, schools are shut, you know. Now they're going back. It's like, what about me? You know, now you feel like, oh God, a bit like restaurants and design. You know, it's a bit like,
or musicians.
Yeah, awful. It's just so hard. But anyway, I bought an album as well this week. It's going to surprise you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ready.
Taylor Swift.
Ah.
A new one.
Yes.
Because I read about it, and I look, and people can say whatever, you know, but I've always really, I don't know why, and I've never bought anything of hers, but I really like the Lover album. There's some really good songs on that. I think they're very clever lyrically and sort of that sort of thing, and not necessarily production or lacking. Anyway, this she's done. Have you heard about it? Over so in lockdown, she did a stripped bare, you know, sort of much more rootsy, not as poppy, more right. sort of melancholic. And I thought I liked the sound of that. So I heard one song and it's really nice.
Is it with
not with Bon Iver. That's a good one. The one with Bon Iver. Good.
Yeah, I love that.
It's one at the end called Lakes or the Lakes or something.
Right.
And lots of strings. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'm learning a lot from it. It's not, again, I don't, it's a shame she's not, because I think she's got a great voice. I think she writes great songs. I just wish she really would pare it down, because there's still, it's still very poppy.
Yeah.
It's very compressed. It's very, you know, less than her normal pop stuff. And it's got some gorgeous strings and, you know, and lyrically it's interesting.
Sounds good.
But I wish she'd do something which was just, you know, piano, sort of a proper drum kit, you know, like a drummer.
Yeah.
Like sort of flabby drums or something, you know, sort of quite loose, brushy drums. Upright bass, you know, that kind of thing. I think it'd be really interesting. I like it. I've listened to it a lot. It's very loud. I noticed that, like the level, so you put it on sort of volume 3 and you can hear it up the road, you know. Even though it's quiet songs, it's very well...
So it's called Folklore,
Folklore, yeah.
But there's also Folklore, the Saltbox House chapter. What's that?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, maybe that's an EP, actually. Maybe that's an EP.
The song I really like is number 11, whatever song that is. It's really nice. Really nice.
Hoax, Peace, Betty.
No, Betty's nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's got a lovely, it's lovely.
Invisible string.
Yes. And I was always thinking I'd have it as one of my desert island discs. It's that good. I just, there's really nice space to it. And I thought on a desert island, I'd quite like sort of, there's lots you can do. You can play a bit of drums to it. You can, there's harmonies. You can, you know, I can add.
Mm.
I like that. It sort of encourages me. To, and it's
what impressed me that, and Sal pointed it out, the girls really like that Bon Iver duet, and so when we really like a song, we, you know, we want to learn it on an instrument and be able to play it and sing it. So Sal found the chord, sat down and sort of played it, and it's one of those songs that you play it, you try and do a cover, and there's not enough there, you know, it's only got a few chords.
Oh yeah.
And very, you're like, simple. There's nothing for you to get your teeth into and sort of make it sound good.
No.
And I've always think that's really impressive to
be able
to write a good song using, you know, sort of not flashy or anything fancy chords, just the basic chords.
Exactly. It's all about the vocal, you see. It's about what they do with their vocals.
The melody, the lyrics. Yeah. The instrumentation.
And the first track on the album, I think, is one chord.
Really?
Two.
Wow.
There's two chords on the piano, back and forth. I think it's quite, but it's very simple. But it's just the drums. I just find the drums are a bit too, you know, massive bass. So they're really nice chords. It's all, and it's bloody great. You know, sort of. I don't know. I find it.
I'm looking forward to having a listen to
that. Yeah, like Phoebe Bridgers. So it's, you know, I've told you about her.
I
like that for a bit. But I've gone off her now. I just find it all, oh, come on, you know, it's a bit formulaic.
Right.
Right. And I thought when I started listening to, even though it's nice, it's a nice formula, I started listening to Folklore, I thought, oh, no, but it isn't. It actually does. There's quite a lot of variety. But the first two songs, which are good, but they are kind of quiet, and then the sort of, you have to hear it, but it's very sort of dominant drums. Too much, I think. I think it should be subtle, but it's effective.
Mm.
But it's pop. It's pop. You know, that's what she's very. They're very. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking, right, I get it. It's sort of, they're very simple, very melodic, and lots of space, and then you get this quite a driving, not loud, but it's a fat bass drum, you know, very deep, dominates, you know.
Intriguing. Intriguing. First thing I've heard to come out of lockdown.
What, the folklore?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. And yeah, I don't know. Have you seen Miss America, Miss Americana, or whatever it's called? It's a sort of, it's a film about Taylor Swift.
No.
So I saw that, and I was like, yeah, she's really interesting. She's an interesting character. Very different. So she's talking like you and me, and you just think, wow. And then the next thing, she's in her hot pants, you know, and so it's very different. You wouldn't put the way she is on stage and the person she is, it's quite different. She's very, yeah, she's got very sound views and sort of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's an interesting. Yeah. And been doing it, you know, she's 14, wasn't it, when she got her first. Yeah.
White horses. I remember doing a
country. I mean, she was a country singer.
Yeah.
But she started.
I think she's been a great role model.
Yeah, I like her. I think, you know, what she did, that song about calm down, you need to calm down. I love it. You need to calm down. It's great. And what it's saying, it's the sort of, I'm, you know. When I told you I played it to the Welsh music, yeah, the band I was working with. I think it was about 4 bars in, and it just went, oh, Phil. I was like, what? Quite like it. So, all right, I'll turn it off then. Yeah. But they're very sort of
down.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, well, I don't know what we've got here, Phil. We've used up our hour.
Yeah.
I suggest what we do is bring something next time. You know, some tracks.
Yeah, just something.
Songs or yeah.
And things for discussion. I just think if we're going to do as it is a show now, you know, and the consummate professionals that we are.
Yeah.
Because it could be good, you know, it could be a something that is interesting if we have a sort of format.
Yeah.
Loosely, but because I think it's being very, which, look, I was saying to Rosa that our sort of chat, I mean, might be the format. What we've been doing might be an incredible, you know, who knows, but I don't know. I think half an hour, so we talk for half an hour, catch up and all that, and just discuss, right, we're going to talk about this, going to almost like a sort of show briefing sort of thing, but not discuss what we're going to say, just, should we talk about that? Yeah, that sounds interesting, we'll talk about that. And either me or you write a list, you know, and then off we go.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to focus on showcasing artists.
I like that. Songs. So a song we like. I like instruments. I think it's really interesting to talk about. Just you know, instruments that we like. That, yeah. I mean, this isn't every week, but you know, no. If you see a really nice guitar or you know, nice bass amp, yeah. Equipment, you know. Yeah. Equipment's always nice, you know, why certain equipment is legendary or what, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why do people like that sort of equipment? And then plugins, of course.
Yeah.
The songwriting process, I think that's interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, and I like your wheel thing, I think that's good.
Yeah.
And then anything pertinent at the time, you know, if you're recording or if I'm recording and, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think we'll give that a go, but can we cut it down to like once a fortnight?
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
That goes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really think I was negative. Yeah, well, it might come across as I was negative, but I don't know. When I saw it as a show, I knew it was a show, but I don't know. I think I'd just forgotten it was. We were actually doing it. You know, I was just chatting to you and enjoying it, but I don't know. I'm just very a bit sort of nervy of any sort of public.
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate that. So what do you want to do with the existing stuff?
I don't mind, really. I mean, I don't think anything. I don't know. I just always think, God, did we say anything? I don't know. I can't remember.
One way to find out.
Yeah. I have listened
to the fucking show.
Yeah, I've listened to it. And
have you?
Well, I listened to a few bits, you know, not all of it, but it's hours of it, but...
that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I did. I flicked it through and I thought, that's fine. I think it was last week we got, that was quite, not heated, but last week, I can't remember what we were talking about now. Oh, the greats, and I was saying, you know, how Tom Waits and blah, blah. And I don't like that. I don't like the sound of that, even in myself. Even though I think it, hearing myself, it sounds... I mean, I do believe they're great, and they're great for a reason. And I do believe there was a golden age, all that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean I don't think that there are good people around, you know. It's just saying isolation, but it sounded a bit like I was saying they were great and now everything's shit. And I wasn't saying that. I was just saying they're great. That's it. But so that's what I worry about, is that I, you know, potentially come across, and I'm not that keen to put my view, you know, like that.
No.
I'm a private person. I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think if we do this going forward, you'll be able to self-regulate?
I think we just discuss if something isn't right, we don't publish it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's fair, because if you talk and it goes off on a tangent and suddenly it becomes very personal or something happens and you said to me, actually, I don't think we should put, or whatever, then of course.
Yeah. No, and I totally, and I mean, what I think we can do with the ones that are up there at the moment, we can either, I can have a go at taking them all down, or... we can leave them as they are and you can have a listen to them. And if there's any of them that you don't like, then take them down, you know?
Yeah.
And going forward, if we do the half hour, yeah. And if at the end of the show, the half hour, either of us goes, yeah, I'd rather not publish that one. Then we just won't publish it.
I think look at what we've done as pilots.
Yeah.
And then when we start the show, now we're kind of, and I think these things take time. And when we start it now, we've got an idea and we've kind of, then we just get rid of the first, you know, and then we build up the, so it's actually coherent kind of shows then.
Yeah.
And I'm quite into that idea. I think that'd be quite fun.
Yeah.
And we can do specials. Christmas special.
Yeah, well, I don't know, we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. I think we've been doing, we haven't really, I mean, a lot of the time we've just been chatting, catching up. But I mean, I was listening to one with Ozone and stuff. They were good.
Yeah.
So in June, and they're quite fun. But of course, they're quite visual. So it's quite funny because it's like that bit and you're going, yeah, that's lovely. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look at that peak. Ooh. And so people listening are going to go, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
I was going, you see those white bits? And you're going, yeah. And I'm going, well, see, when the white bits are flicking around like that, it means it's working.
Right. Yeah.
Which made total sense when you can see it. So it's, because I didn't realize. So, by the way, initially when I texted you, I thought they were videos.
Right.
That's what I was really worried about. So when it found out it was just audio, that made me happier. For start.
There is a YouTube channel with all the videos.
God. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'd rather not have videos. Yeah.
No.
Just, I think it's because I work in school, you know, kids, thousands and thousands of kids, and I just don't want them, you know.
No, I think that's a very valid point.
You know, I mean, maybe I'll get a pseudonym or something, because they do search for me, and I have them following me on Twitter. I block them all. Because kids do, you know, these 11, 12, and then they go to secondary school. Well, let's look up Phil. They always ask my band name. I never tell them.
No, really?
Because I'm a teacher, you know, it's a separate, I don't want to be their mate, I don't want them all following me, and, you know, because it gets,
yeah, you know, no.
It just gets, it's a very direct line. I'm the educator, they're the student, you know, and if they, I don't know, it's weird, but yeah, they're not, yeah, the ones who follow me on Twitter, I block them, so I don't know, but they often tweet, and I know Mr. Z. You know, it's all about, we found you, and then, you know, they start then sharing all their friends. It could all become very messy.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, we need to get a episode up.
Yeah, once we've got an episode, so the next one in 2 weeks then. So
yeah. Yeah. I have to look around for something to, keep your eye open for stuff to... showcase.
It might be, I mean, I might be going 2 weeks while we do it, because I might be away because of Dad coming out and stuff.
Oh, is he coming
out? I don't know whether we do next week and then 2 weeks from there or something, if you can. That might be easier.
Yeah. Just have a look at your... See what you're doing. I mean, when we're doing 2 weeks, it doesn't have to be... you know, exact, is it?
No. I want to keep it regular. We don't want to, you know.
Regular's good.
It's good to have it regular. And because I do, I really enjoy it. And I think once we've got a format, you know, we can have a catch-up, a quick sort of 50, whatever it is, 15, 20 minutes. It's like, hi, how are you doing? How's your dad? All that kind of stuff. And then,
yeah.
Okay, I found it. And I quite like finding things. Like, Instagram adverts, I find, could be really funny. I don't know. Are you on Instagram?
No.
Because the adverts are hilarious. The musical ones. The brilliant ones. They're just amusing. Because they've obviously got me tagged. I mean, they're just kind of, I'm bombarded with, you know, and I'm keeping a list of all the things I think, ooh. And I don't buy most of them, but yeah. That could be quite the Instagram advert of the week or something. Just sort of say, look at this, what it's, because they game changing, you know, all that, all the hyperbole and stuff. It's funny. It is funny.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so that could be quite fun.
Yeah, is that a visual? Is that a visual?
No, no, we could share it by reading it out.
Okay.
And playing it. Sometimes it's, you know, they're also. You thought you knew, you know, it's all these kind of, it's also cinematic and dramatic. And it's just brilliant.
Yeah.
And very tempting though. It really works. It makes you think, well, like Ting, that was a classic, you know, it was like, oh, as if I need another drum machine.
Yeah. No,
yes, I bought it, didn't I? So there we are.
Hey, the one they're always going for me for is the MIDI pack.
Oh, is yeah. Oh, okay. And I love them. Chords. I love the wording of that. It's like, do you want chords? And you go, yes, I do.
Oh God, yeah.
20,000 of them.
I've got all the chords.
Sequences. You just pick out, see, and they're all color coded. So that one works with that one, and they're really complex jazz chords. And you don't even have to know. It says you don't even have to know what they're called. Brilliant. You don't have to care at all.
You don't.
Just put them in and sit back. I love it.
It couldn't be easier. Yeah. It could not be easier. The MIDI pack. It's incredible.
Yeah. Pops on MIDI pack. Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant. I love it. The innovation. And I'd like to do a little talk about my organelle as well.
Oh, yeah.
my organ, because it's a bit of a disappointment, I have to say.
I'll save it for the review, but yeah, that would be a good one. I'll put that and make a note.
Disappointing buys, you know. And the other one I want to do is my underwater microphone. That was a fail as well. I've still got it in the hope of recording the vibrations of the Atlantic Ocean and having all these, and all you hear is I'm going, great. So I've got many, many things that I've bought that you just think, okay, they didn't quite change my life as I thought. And I'm sure you've got lots of things as well. So I'll write you, I'll send you an email tomorrow.
Okay. You send them to me, I'll add them to here, or we bring them along, we'll discuss them in the first half hour, then we'll choose the ones we're going to do, and then we'll do it in the second half hour.
Yeah.
Just audio, no video.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we've got video, but just, we just keep the audio.
Yeah.
I think it's great, Dan. I mean, you met special guests.
Yeah.
At times, you know.
That I wonder if we could do it on, anything that, no, anyway. Good. Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Wonder if we could do it on something that allowed us to hear your and mine and stereo, because everything we do at the moment is mono, which is a bit sad. Yeah. Okay, let's have a think about that. Phil, it's been a pleasure.
Been great. So I'll maybe see you next Thursday.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good week, yeah?
You too. See you soon.
Love to Rosa.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.